Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Bear Witness, so let's get started. You're in the kitchen drinking coffee when Heidi enters. Good morning. Morning? She slept out there all night? I think so. She's passed out when I went to bed last night. You check on her ankle yet? No, I was gonna wait for her to wake up. You hear Athena call out from the living room. I'm awake. Hey, sorry if we woke you. Did you sleep in your armor last night? My armor? What? You gesture at her jacket. Oh, yeah. Well, that sucks. Now you're gonna be automatically fatigued all day. Fatigued? What? I'm spending way too much time with Moira, apparently. I'm so confused. Yeah, you and me both. Anyway, sorry about waking you. It's okay, my ankle was aching anyway, so I wasn't gonna be asleep much longer. Mind if I take a look? Go ahead. Can I have some of your coffee? Sure. You hand Athena the cup and then pull back the blanket to look at her ankle. It's pretty clearly bruised. Shit, yeah. I think you need to go to urgent care. Heidi enters the living room from the kitchen, coffee in hand. It's that bad? I had a feeling. It aches pretty fiercely. Okay, I'll bring the car around. Grim, can you help her out to it? Of course. Heidi heads outside while Athena finishes off your cup of coffee. Well, I guess I can get myself more. Thank you. You want to brush your teeth or anything? She shakes her head. I'll do it when I get home. I don't want to keep you waiting. You got class this morning, right? Yeah, but I figure Heidi can drop me off on the way. You guide Athena to the door and eventually down the stairs and out to Heidi's car. You climb in the back and they drop you off at school. Later that day, you return home and call out as you close the front door behind you. You hear Athena yell back at you from her room, so you make your way there. Hey, how you feeling? Better. They gave me some pretty good drugs for the pain. What's the prognosis? It's sprained. Not too terribly, though. The bruising is mostly from the bike landing on it, but I need to be off my feet for a couple of days. Oh, there's a come home poster there. Head to your room or stay with her. Well, you have a willing slave today if you need one. Ooh, I don't like that. I see why he said that, though. Oh, gonna wait on me? Yeah, do you need anything? No, maybe just some company? She looks, for the first time you can remember, generally vulnerable. You've seen her blush as she is now, but she looks nervous as well. Absolutely. Got room for me? Yeah. She shifts over and you climb into bed with her. You talk a bit, mostly about school, before turning on some YouTube videos and watching together. Eventually you realize she's fallen asleep again, so you gently guide her down to her pillow to turn off the video. Later that evening, the house grows darker as evening arrives. You head to the kitchen and start preparing something for dinner. Spaghetti again? Heidi arrives home a short time later and you serve up food for the three of you, taking Athena's plate into her. She's on the phone when you walk into her room. If it isn't a huge deal, hon, yeah, I know. She stops. You hear another voice on the other end. She looks at you and smiles and you bring the plate over and set it down. Okay, then I'll have Heidi meet you at the station and bring you here. I really do appreciate it. Sure thing. See you then. Love you. She hangs up her phone and looks at the plate. Oh good, I'm starving. Everything okay? Yeah, that was my cousin. She's getting on a train tonight and wants to be here to help out the next couple of days. Should be in tomorrow morning. Oh, you tell her we had it covered? Yeah, but she insisted. She's kind of protective of me, which, if you knew us, you'd think was weird. Why is that? She's got a history. Even had to move due to some of the bullshit she had thrown at her. She's doing a lot better now, though. Cool, cool. You gonna ask Heidi to pick her up? Yep. Should be early tomorrow. I look forward to meeting her then. One second, guys. She smiles at you and picks up the plate. Thank you for dinner. Of course. Yell if you need anything. Next morning, you had to meet up with Sadie at the gym. You find her already stretching, so you stow your bag in the locker room and head out to join her. Good morning! Hey, ready to do this?
I am.
How are you feeling today? A little sore, but that's to be expected. I think I'm finally starting to get really used to these workouts. Good, that's awesome. Now we just need to get you to experience a runner's high. She looks at you dubiously. Yeah, I still think that's something made up by runners to try to trick everyone else into running. You'll never know until you get to that point. Alright, let's get to it. The two of you get on the treadmill, starting slow and eventually reaching a good pace. You can see she's doing much better than she was that first day so many weeks ago. You're about 30 minutes into the workout when she yelps in pain and begins to slow down, then hops off the treadmill. You okay? Cramp! She plops down on it. Those do suck. She plops down on the ground and starts massaging her leg, trying to work out the cramp. Ouch! Ouch! Shoot, okay, relax. I'll try to help out. You kneel next to her and press your hands to both sides of her leg, feeling along and asking her to help pinpoint where it is. You begin working the muscle and after a moment she relaxes. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think you got it. Good, we should probably stop now. Maybe stretch a little. You gonna be alright? I think so. It must be leg injury week.
What?
Nothing. Let's just get stretched here. The two of you go through some stretches and you notice her wince again as she gets that leg out. Okay, you're clearly not over that cramp.
Yeah,
it's still kind of touchy. Alright, I have an idea. Let's get you to one of the massage rooms and we'll work it out for real.
You're gonna give me a massage?
Yeah, well, your leg at least.
No, wait!
She stops and bites her lip, blushing. We cannot if you prefer, that's okay. I kinda wanna take advantage of this.
Take advantage?
Like, if you're gonna give me a massage, can I convince you to do a real one, like the old, body?
Oh.
You don't have to. I'd be happy to. Yeah, that isn't a problem. You okay with that level of, intimacy? She nods shyly, so you help her up and walk with her to an open massage room. Okay, you'll want to get down to your bra and underwear. I'm going to turn on the oil warmer and I'll be back in a few. Okay. You flip on the switch for the warmer and open the cabinets. After a few minutes, you find what you're looking for, and you notice immediately that Sadie is stripped entirely and is laying face down on the massage table. You decide not to push the matter, and you get some oil from the dispenser and move next to her. Want me to start with your leg or your neck and work my way down? My neck, please. Okay, relax. You work your fingers over her skin, pressing your thumbs into the muscles at the base of her neck, then up both sides of her neck, and then down again. Sadie sighs happily as you continue the massage down her shoulders and each arm all the way to her hands. When you finish the second one, you notice she's watching you. You're good at this. You do this before? Kind of. Used to help my dad with his pain issues by giving him leg and lower back massages. You could charge for this, you know. Haha. I think you'd have to be licensed or something, but I appreciate the compliment. You continue working over her, down her back, along her spine, and then up her sides. She sucks in a sharp breath as your fingers glide across the sides of her breasts. Sorry. No, it's okay. It felt nice. You smile and keep working, eventually getting to her hips and then down the sides of her legs. You're gonna skip my butt entirely? Well, did you want me to? You don't think that's weird? Nope. Massage my butt, please. Oh, well, that's what you want. You chuckle and do as she bids, your hands sliding over her ass. It's grown much more taut these past 6 weeks, though it's still what many would call ample. She groans in pleasure as you smile to yourself. You realize your thumbs may be sliding a little too close to her more sensitive areas, so you adjust and continue working your way down, doing your best not to let your eyes wander. First one leg, then the other, ensuring you take special care of her thighs. Eventually, you make your way to her feet, and she moans in exaggerated pleasure. This your first massage? Well, first body massage. I've had my feet massaged before, but this is so much better. Good. You finish with her feet, then grab a towel to wipe off the extra oil. Okay, you're all set. Oh, you're just doing my back? Yeah. Can I convince you to, work on my front? I don't know, Sadie, that's... She turns on the table, not bothering to cover her breasts as she lifts away from it to look at you and bat her eyes. Please? Oh, man. You're just so good at this. Okay, fine. Roll over, but if it gets weird, tell me. Yay! She rolls over and you watch her full breasts roll with her, her nipples coming into her line of sight. You realize this is the first time you've seen her like this. You're the first person to see me naked, so don't laugh. Well, that's what she said, the first person. In her whole life? Like, ever? Man. She must have been in a closet for most of her life for 70. She's watching you, her face flushed. She smiles, then settles her head back and closes her eyes. You get some more oil on your hands and start at the top of her chest, working over her upper pectoral muscles and then out to her shoulders. You slide your hands down her sides, just next to her breasts, and you look up at her. Do you want me to... Yes! You bring your hands up and over her tits, and she whimpers softly. They're not quite saggy, but they are big, and you realize guys who didn't have the same massive hands as you might struggle to hold them each in one hand. I don't have that problem. You are gentle at first, adding pressure only until you hear her hum with happiness. Not like that, though, I don't think. Experimentally, you slide your thumbs over her nipples, eliciting a small gasp from her. You like that? She nods, never breaking eye contact. Ah, feels so good. Boy, that's not a voice for her, is it? Your hands are magical. Your tits are so nice. You continue to massage her breasts until you decide it's time to move further down. First her abdomen, then along her sides and hips again. When you pass up her pubic area, she lets out a disappointed whimper.
You respond to her quietly. Don't worry, I'll be back up.
You work your way down each of her legs again, and then back up, and you feel her spread them slightly as your hands begin to press into the areas around her pubic mound. You find yourself staring at her sex. It's swollen and clearly wet with arousal. She's completely shaved, which surprises you slightly. You realize you've been staring at her pussy when you glance up and catch her watching you. She's blushing brightly.
Is it? You're beautiful.
That's all she wanted to hear her entire life. That's all most women want to hear their entire life. She smiles at you and closes her eyes again. You decide to take the plunge, and you move your hand over her sex. She moans, her breath catching in her throat. You work the fingers of one hand over her clit, as the other hand caresses the outside of her slit. She spreads her legs further, and you hear a whimpered whisper.
Please. Please what?
Please put your finger inside me.
Well, this just became not safe for work.
You smile and you press the tip of your index finger against her, sliding it up and down before pushing it inside. She groans loudly, her hips coming off the table slightly.
Ah!
She's soaked but extremely tight, and you know it, you might be able to fit another finger inside her, but it'll be a squeeze. So you focus on working the finger inside her. See, the nudity is okay, but I can already see British Parliament, you know. They're getting a little antsy when there's sexual actions. I can just see it. I can see the looks from the British Parliament.
Grim, you wouldn't be trying to pass off not safe for work content as safe for work, would you?
No, of course not. You do know the penalty for...
Yep, that's why we're making this not safe for work. You shuffle around the table slightly, positioning yourself next to her. Your other hand continues massaging her clit. And believe it or not, I still saw them in powdered wigs. Yes, British Parliament. I'm pretty sure they don't wear powdered wigs anymore, but that's what I thought. She's moaning now, hips rocking up and down, and you reach up with your free hand and guide it onto her stomach, moving it side to side.
Is this what you wanted?
Yes.
Oh my God, yes.
Go ahead, Sadie, let it all out.
I'm going to come.
You stop moving the hand between her legs, positioning your second hand on the table as she pulls herself up to you. She groans and you feel her clamp down as the first orgasm washes over her.
Did you come for me?
Uh-huh. We aren't done yet.
Bring out the cannon!
The what?
The cannon!
What's that gonna do? Oh, you'll love it.
You begin moving your finger in and out, leaning over her so your mouth is close to hers. You eventually give in and start kissing Sadie while fingering her pussy.
Oh, shell!
I want you to come for me, Sadie. Come for me again. I want to taste your breath as you come for me.
Boy. That's quite romantic, but I don't think I'd ever say that to a woman.
Oh, God.
She lunges up and grabs you, her arms wrapping around you, pressing her mouth hard to yours, tongue finding its way inside your mouth. She moans loudly into your mouth as you continue ramming your finger into her pussy. Her legs clamp onto your hand and she moves into your mouth as she comes hard. She pulls away for a moment, crying out as the climax washes over her.
Oh, fuck! Oh, God!
Holy shit, she's squirting everywhere! You slide your lips alongside against hers again and she kisses you, a sense of urgency and need coming from her. You hold her to you with your other hand.
Yeah, we'll try that all over again.
You hold her to you with your other hand, kissing her as the climax subsides.
She eventually slumps back and her legs go limp. She smiles up at you. Are you okay? She giggles and nods at you, her hands back on her tits, playing with them idly. I've never experienced something so intense. That was simply amazing. I'm glad you enjoyed it. You almost said my old name for a moment there. Did I? I'm sorry, I was caught up in that. Well, we are in private, so I'll let it slide. She laughs again, smiling at you, a flush coming to her cheeks. Okay, I should get you cleaned up so you can dress again. Grim? Yeah? Kiss me again? Of course. You lean in, hoping to keep it to something less aggressive, but she has no such compunction. She grabs you by your head and kisses you hard. It enters your mind that you're kissing Sadie. She's your cousin, and you just made her come, and now you're kissing like lovers. But this is AVN world, so... I'll let it pass. She's clearly enjoying it, however. And you feel as if you're too far invested in this now to back off. After a few minutes of making out, she reluctantly lets you go and lays back. You clean the excess oil and her juices from her body and the table, then gently help her back into her clothes. When you're done, she wraps her arms around you and leans her body against yours. You hold her for a moment, then tilt her face up to yours. Are we okay? Oh, yes. It's just that... I know, well, I think we both still need time to process this. Yeah, no shit. The two of you laugh together. So, I should get going. Me too. I'll see you in a few days? Of course, but if you want... If I want to... I mean, we could spend time together again if you want it. You smile at her gently. Let's just see how we feel in a few days, okay? Yeah. She smiles at you again, but you can sense that she's disappointed. Still, you feel a little overwhelmed with what just happened. The two of you step out of the massage room and collect your belongings. You give her a quick hug again before heading back home. Twenty minutes later, you climb the steps and open the front door. You can hear talking interspersed with laughing coming from Athena's room as you close the door behind you. A moment later, you hear her call out to you. Grim, that you?
Yep.
Come meet my cousin. You set your gym bag down and head to Athena's room where you find her and another girl sitting on her bed. The two are smiling at you. Grim, this is my cousin Adrian. Adrian Grim. Adrian! Sorry, I had to do that. Adrian gives you a little wave and smiles. You step forward to greet her properly. Good to meet you. How was the train ride up? Oh, there's other games. It was good. Quiet. I slept most of the way up. Yeah, not a lot of people coming this far north, at least not this time of year. How was your workout? It was good. Jogged home. Got a shower now. Well, you have fun with that. Heh, sure, I'll try. It was nice meeting you, Adrian. You too. You turn to leave and stop when Athena starts to speak again. Her mouth is kind of hanging open weird. She's like, huh? Oh, I forgot. Do you have plans tonight? You're thinking of doing kind of a LAN party thing. It's like, Athena, why do you have so many pictures of girls from other AVNs in your room? What game were you thinking? We could do Rain or whatever. Maybe some Minecraft or something? Uh-oh, I hear Microsoft. There they are, they're coming. Would you be promoting Minecraft in this adult-only game? You wouldn't be promoting our Microsoft product for families in this adults-only game now, would you? Yeah, I'm down. What time were you thinking? Like, maybe 6? Cool. I'll order some pizza then. Sweet. Anyway, I got a shower now.
You smile at them and then head out to get showered. As you step out of the room, you hear Adrian say something in a quiet voice. Let us know if you need a second hand in there. You can hear their laughter all the way up to your room.
No, you're the man. No, you are the man.
What a fucking loser I am. You hear your phone chime, and after picking it up from the sink, you see that it's Val.
Hey, beautiful.
Hi, baby. What are you doing? Just got out of the shower, you?
Oh, are you still naked?
Uh-huh.
Prove it.
Well, you grin and drop your towel before taking a quick selfie in the mirror and sending it to her.
Good enough?
Oh, yes. Your phone chimes with a message notification and you see that Val has sent you a pic in return.
Ah, yes. Always love Val.
Fuck, you are so sexy. Just for you, baby. Say you have plans tonight?
Yeah! Actually, we do have plans, unfortunately. We're supposed to hang with the girls.
So, this is where the game fucks with you. It's like, oh, you wanted to hang with the girls, so now you're not gonna get to have fun with Val.
Damn, I like Val, too.
But I like Athena, also.
Like, I don't know which one to choose! They're all good pudding!
Shit. I have to tell her no, because there's no way in hell I can do the girls and her at the same time. Or yes.
Shit, yes, I'm sorry. Literally just made plans.
Oh, well, that's fine. I was hoping to see you tonight, but maybe we can make a date for sometime next week.
I'd love that. Got anything in particular in mind?
Not yet, but I'll message you once I do.
Good, but I really am sorry. I just hate to break plans.
You're fine, baby. Really, just don't bail on me for our date, okay?
I promise.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Have fun tonight.
You too.
She laughs, sounding far too pleased at your fumbling about.
Don't worry, baby. I'm gonna have fun, all right. You'll just have to be all by my lonesome.
Oh, Lord, here she goes.
Fuck.
Haha, good night, lover. She hangs up and you question your own judgment in turning her down.
Because it's 6 o'clock. How are you gonna get the LAN party with the girls?
All right, hold on. Let's see what happens if I tell the woman yes and I got two plans going on.
No.
Nope, nothing I couldn't change at least.
Good, I want you to come by tonight.
I'd love to. What time?
Pick you up around 5? That's not gonna work.
Alright, see? That ain't gonna work.
So we do have plans.
Yeah, we did have plans, so there's really not much we can do about it. How the hell are you supposed to do a LAN party in... Alright.
You have to turn her down. Unless she's coming to the LAN party.
Around 6 o'clock. I mean, her son might play Minecraft, but I don't think she does.
Okay, where am I setting up?
Setting up? The hell are you talking about? I thought we were gaming together tonight.
Yeah, but you don't have to be in the same room. You can still play from your own room.
Oh, I wanted to be part of the group. I want to feel included.
She rolls her eyes.
Ah, okay, you can set up over there.
By the poster of all the hot chicks?
Yes.
Whoa!
Both of the girls look at you, look at each other, and eventually burst out laughing.
You are such a nerd.
Sexy nerd.
Yes, sexy nerd. Hurry up and get set up.
After 20 minutes or so of setup, you're ready to game. The ladies begin logging into Souls of War.
What?
And you aren't far behind them.
So what is that, like,
Call of Duty with God of War and... I don't know. Call of Duty, God of War, and Dark Souls at the same time? Shit, they can mix it all together. You've played before, Grim? Yeah, a bit. I'm not elite, but I'm decent. Souls of War. 2020, Comco Games Incorporated. 2020, Com Software Incorporated. Well, you know, we need... See, we need a Comco. And a Com Software. He's a noob. Hey! No big deal, we can just play in the baby zones. No, don't play it safe for me. I can handle some danger. Are you sure? I'd hate for you to get stuck on an endless corpse run. Yeah, I'm good. Alright, chumps, let's do this. Leroy! No, stop. Don't ever do that again. Sorry. These girls look strangely familiar. I don't know them. I do not know those girls. Oh, they're from Unbroken, one of my favorites. Well, I don't think we've played that one. Maybe we should. Everyone says the girl on the right is sus, but I don't know why. Whatever. Let's game. What the? Athena, you say... That's funny. Nope, nothing. The three of you log in and play for the next few hours. Or rather, you play for about half an hour before starting the first of many corpse runs for the night. Adrian's warning should have been well heeded. By the end of the session, you're frustrated and tired, and you're happy to finally take a break. Jesus. Sorry, dude. Yeah, that was pretty ugly. Two updates and everything I own was completely out of date and almost useless. That was some bullshit. Well, if you want to play again sometime, I could probably help you get some better equipment. I might, thank you. Just as long as I don't have to hear or say you were warned ever again. Well, you were. Ah! Ha ha ha! The three of you end up on Athena's bed talking about the game. And then games in general until eventually you notice Adrian's fallen asleep entirely. She's out. You and Athena drop your voices and keep talking. So any idea what you're going to do when you graduate from PCA? Honestly, no. I'm not even sure I want to pursue anything in film. I was originally thinking like movie makeup, but... Movie makeup? I hadn't even thought you were interested. Oh, I mean like monsters and wounds and such. Like real technical creative stuff. Yeah, I know people that have done that. Cool stuff. Ah, I see. But that's such a fucking trope now, you know, that goth girl wants to do horror movie makeup. It makes me really self-conscious when I think about that. You shouldn't give a shit, though. I know that's easy enough to say, but if it's what makes you happy, you should go for it. She looks at you in the eyes for a moment and smiles. I'll have to look at.
She looks in you in the eye. She looks you in the eyes for a moment and smiles. She leans in and you meet her part way, kissing her softly. There's a tenderness there, and you feel her reach for your hand a moment later, her fingers tangling with yours. Mm-hmm. Like that? Yeah, just like that. You kiss her again, and she lets you press your tongue into her mouth. Your lips play against one another's, and when you begin to pull away, you take a moment to land a few smaller kisses before leaning back. I like it when you take the initiative. Athena bites her lip. Then maybe... What? I think I'm falling for you. Oh, here we go. I'm not ready! No. Just falling? Athena, I already fell for you. I love you. God, how fake is he? She sucks in a breath and her eyes go wide for a second. She studies your face for a moment as if looking for something. You lean in and kiss her again, giving her the chance to stop if she wants. But she pulls away after a moment, then slides closer to you and nuzzles your ear. You can feel her heart beating fast and you can sense how nervous she is. I love you too. Man, I truly love this girl. Everything about her. And she loves me. Athena sits on top of you. You are so gorgeous. I gotta use the bathroom. Okay. Athena heads to the bathroom, and you try to stay awake, but you've had a long day, and you can feel sleep tugging at you. After just a few minutes, you succumb. A few minutes later, Athena returns, her, still sporting her beautiful smile. It's essentially glued onto her. Athena shuts off the light and climbs onto the bed and lays down. Athena slides in closer and caresses your face. You wake up briefly and smile at her and fall right back into slumber again. She leans in close to you. I love you so much. Boy, you can have all these girls, I guess. The next day, you hear your phone ring, and without looking at who's calling, you answer. Hello? Good morning, darling. How are you? Oh, it's Zenda. Hey, Zenda. I'm doing some fiddling around in Blender. Nothing important. What's up? I was wondering if you had plans for All Hallows Eve, because if you don't, there's a masquerade ball I'd like you to accompany me to. Good Lord! I can't. I already committed to something for that night. I'd go, but I hate to break plans like that. Oh, well, that's unfortunate. You sure? Yeah, I wish I could, but I'd feel like a jerk if I'd canceled. Right. Well, then, I'm sorry to have bothered you. It's not a I'll see you around, Grim. You hear a click as she hangs up, and you look at your phone for a moment. Smooth, Grim. Just smooth. But you already committed to the Halloween party. You sigh and turn back to your work. I think we did enough with Zenda. I'm not a big fan of her. That's why I want to stick with the girls that I actually like. You focus hard on your computer screen, trying to get the program to cast lighting in a way you've never done before. You feel an icy hand on your neck and sliding down the back of your shirt. Jesus, fuck! You hear Heidi's cackling laughter and you spin around your seat, barely avoiding knocking over your drink with your arm. Damn it, Heidi! Oh, that was too good to pass up. I'm sorry, but you were concentrating so hard and you had your little tongue sticking out and I had to. I swear, one of these days. Promises, promises. One of these days! To the moon! She sticks her tongue out at you and starts laughing again. You lean back in your chair and let her enjoy her moment. Fuck, okay, now that my heart isn't trying to rip its way out of my chest, what's up? You ready to do some costume shopping? Let's do it. Yay, okay, scoot back a bit.
What? I'm gonna sit in your lap. Make room. She takes the initiative, pulling you back in your seat, and then sits down in your lap and grabs the mouse. Alright guys, that's all we're gonna do for this one. We'll see ya later with either more of this pardon me, woo! Sinuses, allergies, whatever. Anyway guys, we'll either see ya back here with more of this, or Being a Dick episode 12. No, not 12, 12 is the final. Episode 11. He didn't give an update this week, and he said he wouldn't give an update until the game was ready. So we're just waiting. If you see this, then it's not ready. If you don't see this, then we're ready. And you know we'll be doing that all the way through with DP. So, yeah, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you next time for more Bear Witness whenever, you know, whenever it comes back. Because if it's Being a Dick, guys, this won't come back until after Being a Dick. That you can count on. Alright, I'm out.